This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at DealerRater.ca. Check them out, LakewoodChev.com.
Host the basketball show here on TSN 1260 is Executive Director of Basketball Alberta. Paul, welcome back to the show. I want to get your thoughts on Kyle Lowry goes down and DeMar DeRozan elevates his play again, which is obvious what they're going to need. But how far do you think potentially Toronto drops in the standings between now and the end of the regular season without Lowry?
You know, I think, Jason, maybe that answer will become clearer after the weekend, because it was a bit of a hopeful start without Lowry in the lineup after the All-Star game with three wins in a row. I guess the asterisk with that to that would be, though, that all three wins were with a big major come from behind double-digit leads by the other team. And then somehow on the back of DeMar DeRozan, he was able to will three victories. And the last one against a very, very weak New York Knicks team was anything less than impressive. And then, of course, Dwayne Casey labeled last night's game as a stinker. So I'd like to see a couple more games to see how this Raptors team, with the addition of Ibaka and Tucker and the absence of Lowry, levels out. But, you know, if they can play effectively with the point guard by committee and they can find a little more offensive rhythm, maybe it won't be as bad as we think it might be.
Paul, along the same lines, the Golden State Warriors are blowing the doors off everybody again, but now they go without Kevin Durant. What adjustments do you see with the Warriors, or are they so darn good that they'll get by one way or another?
It's a great question, Robin. And again, difficult to answer this early, because when you have scorers like Curry and Thompson anchoring your team and are capable of going off at any time, and enough talent around them, they still are a very, very good team. However, I look at San Antonio, and as great as Golden State has been, San Antonio is only three or four games behind them. They're very good. And there's a couple of other Western Conference teams that I think can threaten the Warriors' supremacy without Durant, but seeing how they adapt without Andrew Bogut, without Harrison Barnes like they had last year, mm-hmm. when Curry went down, Golden State didn't really miss a beat. They still went on to win a record number of games in the NBA. I don't see it quite like that this year, though, because they don't have a passer like Bogut out of the post and a defender like Harrison Barnes in the wing. So I look at their situation as being very interesting. And after the weekend, once again, we'll see if a pattern's unfolding and how effective Golden State can be with Durant on the sideline. How's that for not answering either question, guys?
Yeah, well, no, that was good. I was, what, are you trying to be a politician here? I love it.
No, just walking on that fence.
Yeah. Well, just pick a side for the rest of the interview. That's all we ask. Now,
all right, if you want a side, I'll pick a
side. Yeah, I like it. Now, looking at, you know, obviously that injury to Durant will hurt them, but the Warriors are so good. They've got a four-game lead on the Spurs. Paul, as a guy who's played basketball and been around for so long, and, you know, Tim Duncan retires, some of their other guys are older. They got Kawhi Leonard, of course, who's come in and been an excellent player for them. But why is it San Antonio can, yes, even without Duncan, you know, even like Popovich obviously is a great coach, but what is he doing that other guys just can't figure out?
I think Popovich's genius is his ability to be around the same club for a long time and have the full support of his management. He emphasizes culture over talent. And the thing that they do well year in and year out that everybody would love to duplicate, and I'll bring the example right back to the Raptors, is San Antonio moves the ball side to side better than any team in basketball. And they do an excellent job of putting role players exactly where their strengths are in a position to succeed. So they don't ask players to do things they can't do. And then they have enough star power to build around. So you take a player like Kawhi Leonard that when he was at San Diego State could not shoot the ball, but he had this tremendous physical talent and character that fit right into the Spurs philosophy. So they bring him to San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard makes the commitment to work hard, and with ex-Calgary 88 player Chip England from Duke, who's known as the best shooting coach in the NBA, all of a sudden Kawhi Leonard becomes a great shooter and a great offensive player in addition to being an extremely good and effective defensive player. You know what, Jason? They just have the best culture, and they move the ball the best, and they get players shots where they need to get shots, and they do it year after year, game in and game out, and they're just relentless with that ball movement. And the point I was going to make about the Raptors last night was a prime example of the criticism the Raptors have been receiving, is that they rely too much on one-on-one basketball. But it sounds so easy to be able to move the ball and get players shots, but teams just always go back to where they're comfortable. And the Raptors are comfortable letting DeRozan, and when Lowry's healthy, take the bulk of the shots.
Paul, I mean, I'm a hockey guy by background, and we talk about, you know, your game night rosters are 20, and you have a 23-man roster. How much more concentrated is the communication in the NBA between coach and GM, in the sense of, because you're relying on fewer guys, and that makes each of those parts, they have to integrate. I need this. I need that. That communication, because you're talking about your starters. If you got a good bench, you can go maybe three deep on that and not lose too much. Is there more focus on that in the NBA, that communication between wants and needs and keeping a team at the levels we see some of these teams at?
The great teams, year in and year out, Robin, have that kind of communication between the coach, the coaching staff, and the management staff, and the bad teams oftentimes don't. If I could use the example of the New York Knicks, I mean, that train wreck of a franchise, and the Orlando Magic, who traded Ibaka after a big signing and stealing him away from Oklahoma City, they trade him for very little to move him out of their rotation because he didn't fit. I think the similarity, Robin, between the NBA and all other pro sports is that the great ones do it better, communicate better, identify talent better that suits their system and philosophy. Mm-hmm. And the bad ones take their egos and their best shots, and most of the time have a real difficult time building successful franchises out of failing franchises.
Paul, sir, join us to talk a little NBA. Paul, one other quick one for me. When you look at this year right now, who would be your MVP?
Well, for me, it's Russell Westbrook, and head and shoulders above even the great season James Harden is having. How LeBron maybe is having one of his best seasons ever, and Durant, before he was hurt, had his most efficient season in his very, very storied career. But what Russell Westbrook is doing is just off the charts. The way he competes night in and night out, to average a triple-double, which hasn't been done since Oscar Robertson back in the early 60s, is unthinkable for a 6'2", 6'3 guard to be averaging double figures in rebounds, assists, and then, on nights just carrying the team offensively with his scoring. To me, it's Russell Westbrook. Plus, I just love Russell Westbrook. He is mean. He's ornery. He's not out there to like his opponent. He just is so old school. So as you were saying earlier, Jason, for a guy who has been around as long as I have been, which is your nice way of saying I'm very old, which is true, I just love Westbrook's the way he competes and the way he leads and motivates his team.
Paul, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it. We'll listen to the show on Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jason and Robin. Take care.